John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so this one we've talked about at length the last couple of days. And if you're sitting at a table in a restaurant, right, and you order, let's say, a Kettle One and soda, or you call your scotch, or you call your rum, right, chances are pretty good, or at least a little bit, that once the bartender gets the order, they're just loading you up with a well drink.
But they're charging you for the premium.
But they're charging you for the premium one.
And we figured out that was definitely most likely if the owner of the bar was behind the bar as the bartender.
That's a great tip right there, because that's really his motivation, is to save money. And sometimes, even if you're at the bar, you won't know they're doing it, because before they even open the doors, they fill that Grey Goose bottle with the well vodka or whatever other alcohol. So it looks like they're pouring right from the Grey Goose.
Yeah.
They're just trying to save some money. And here's another. Here's a couple of other ways.
It's not cool, though.
It's not cool.
No.
No. No. Was it? Did I sound like it was cool?
Yeah. Yeah. They're just trying to save some money.
No.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's illegal, actually. So no, it's not cool. All right. So, topping pitchers of beer with seltzer water.
Huh. I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. In sports bars that sell pitchers of beers, the thing to do is to top the pitchers off with seltzer water after the table has ordered, like, the third one. The drunker the guys get, the more seltzer they will get also. So I guess it's creating sort of that foamy head on it, too.
It's just a watered-down
beer. Mm. Refilling pricey bottled waters with tap water.
Oh, now that's jacked up.
I can believe that. But
can't you tell if the seal's broken, though?
Do you really pay attention? Like, if you're at a fancy restaurant where they if they bring you the bottle of water and open it, like if you are at one of those restaurants where they say whatever, so they would you like another bottle of water and they bring it, it's open.
Well, but I mean, unless the cap is off of it or whatever, but even if they're opening it, I do pay attention to the snap.
Is this our next taste test, like we did with the vodka yesterday? Water, like if I put Voss in front of you and I put cold tap water in front of you guys, would you really know the difference?
Yes.
I would know the difference with Evian.
Yeah, Evian for sure.
It's like there's oil in it.
Really?
Yes, I hate that.
It's slimy tasting.
But in Atlanta, I would know the difference between the tap water and it bottled water. But if you did it out of the fridge where it's filtered, I don't think I'd be able to tell the difference.
I don't think I would either. This says, turns out all water bottles are created equally. You might already suspect that some restaurants refill water bottles with tap water. Some places turn it into an art form. When I worked, we served Voss water because it was the easiest screw top to reseal, one waitress says. You can't do that with all brands that have a bottle tap.
Because with Voss, it's just the kind of stickers on the side of the cap. So you can always replace those, yeah.
Serving rotten meat.
Ew.
A steakhouse employee in New York says that sometimes not all the meat is as fresh as it should be. It's an old trick to keep the steak that's past its prime and wait until somebody orders it well done or medium well.
Oh my God.
We should get Adam Murphy on for this.
That'll make people sick.
He just drove off the side of the road.
No!
Not in my town.
Gross.
This says the more you cook the meat, the more you could disguise its flavor. When I'm eating out, I never order anything higher than medium rare because I know how the kitchen gets rid of bad meat.
That's a good tip, though.
Damn.
When you go out to eat, get medium rare.
Makes sense. Makes total sense.
Ugh.
Using fake creamer. A A former waitress at an upscale restaurant in Philadelphia reports that one of the daily duties of staff was to mix a large pot of non-dairy powdered creamer. When coffee or tea was ordered, the small milk jugs were to be filled halfway with fake creamer and then topped off with the more expensive real milk. Again, all saving money. And
now, Jeff, you talked one time about being in a restaurant and taking the old ketchup out of some of those.
Oh, first job I ever had. It's a fancy restaurant, so instead of, you know, you go to 90% of restaurants, I think, and the ketchup's either in the squeeze bottle sitting on the table or it's been poured into one of those little pointy top, you know, generic squeeze bottles. Well, this one, it's fancy. The ketchup was in a little ceramic thing. But nobody knew it was my job as the busboy to scrape the ketchup out and then pick out, like, French fry parts. It was ketchup. It was mayo. It was tartar sauce. It was whatever else you would get in a little side. Mustard.
That means it has your, like, your fingerprints in it, the dirt from your hand, like the grime from the fingernails.
Double-dipped French fries been in there like 10 times.
Oh, keep in mind,
most
places.
I was a totally clean 15-year-old, and I washed my hands all the time. I never picked my nose or anything out of my teeth or my eye. No, it was totally cool.
And keep in mind, most places are on the up and up, but there are a few here, man, that you just don't know, right? Now, I've saved the one that angered me the most for last, and I'll get to that one in just a second. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. No, I just, you didn't preface this whole series of ickiness by saying most restaurants cannot even begin to get away with this due to rules, regulations, and or inventory control, because if you can't pour rotgut vodka when you're ringing up fancy stuff because it will throw your whole inventory off balance.
We had an owner of a bar call us yesterday and said that this is what he did.
Mom and pops can run differently, but 90% of the restaurants you have out there in Metro Atlanta are going to be corporate, and there's no way. And there's so many inner rules and regulations, and they have inner checks and balances. They can't get away with it. And we can't even marry ketchups anymore. So you got a lot of places that you're getting such high quality, probably in the 95% and up range at the majority of the restaurants here in Metro. And now if it's a mom and pop, you can't, you know, there's no telling what you'll get. But, you know, I wouldn't be eating, you know, off the table at some of these mom and pops anyway. So, but they're good. It's usually really good food. And the diner.
Usually it's fine.
Yeah. Well, obviously she works for a corporate restaurant, you know, and she has that sounding of like the parent, not my child. You know, my child is gifted. My restaurants are gifted.
Bert, you did not preface this by excluding me.
That's right.
And what you should have done before you said this is this happens everywhere.
Why don't you go ahead and email me and tell me where this is not happening, and I'll read off that list.
Yes. I remember hearing that a lot of times they'll take the Heinz ketchup bottles on the table, but they refill those glass bottles with the screw caps with the cheap stuff, like from like the generic brand ketchup. But they'll like fill it back up with the
And that, you know, as long as it's virgin ketchup, I'm fine.
Ketchup is ketchup is ketchup.
I don't
if you're
going
to tell me which way you're going to screw me, I'd rather you go with the ketchup and not the meat.
But I got to tell you that I get grossed out by the ketchup bottles. They get beat up. Like, that grosses me out. Like, the cap, you know?
They get kind of goopy and whatever. Yeah. Like
it's all skanked up and they're all pasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why.
Chewy.
That's
just
that's nasty to me.
Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I used to work at a Mexican restaurant where they even recycled their chips and the salsa.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, that was actually on this list, but I thought it was so common that I didn't even bring it up that places recycle their chips.
Uh-huh. So they'd even do the tequila. Like, all of our tequila bar, it's filled with cheap tequila and a little bit of triple sec, so people won't know the difference.
So you're pouring the triple sec when people are ordering tequila?
No. Like in a bottle of Patron, they'll put cheap tequila and just a little bit of triple sec for the flavor, so people won't can't tell the difference. The manager's the one that does it.
That's a trick with tequila. Yeah. If you don't have high quality tequila, some people rim their glass. Like if you're doing a shot of cheap tequila, you rim the glass with a little bit of triple sec.
Oh yeah.
Or you just put a couple drops in the bottom of the shot glass and it takes the edge off crappy tequila.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Me neither. I don't drink.
Morning.
Hey, what's up?
I
I to this day will not eat the pickles. You know, you put a spear of pickle like with a sandwich in a restaurant because I worked at a place they would recycle the pickles.
Off the plate?
Off the plate to somebody else?
Like, take them off the plate that you just ate on and put them on the next plate. Like, you know, if you didn't eat the pickle, they would put it on the next plate.
Shut up!
This makes me really upset because I really like pickles.
My defense mechanism is up to where I'm believing every place I've ever eaten at has totally been on
the up and up. I'm never
eating again. Maybe like Jack Nicholson in that Good As It Gets or whatever. He brings a Ziploc baggie with his own fork and knife and napkin.
I'm going to bring my own pickles.
This one here is infuriating that in a lot of different places, you really have to watch the tip amount that you leave because a lot of waiters and waitresses will actually change that tip amount to something higher, and you don't realize it until you're already gone or never realize it at all.
Oh, really?
They detail in this particular survey that the manager told them to target people on business lunches because they're in such a rush to get in and get out that they'll put a specific tip down. You will actually give yourself more of a tip, and they never even see it. And it's charged to the company, so you're really not even paying attention.
I have I have a trick to counter whatever it is that when you leave your tip. Somebody once told me to always make the total a even dollar amount. So let's say it's $11.42. You leave whatever tip you want to leave, but you leave 58 cents is the difference to make it an even dollar amount. And then you never, you know how they give you two receipts, like one to take with you? You always take the other one with you because then the presumption is that you wrote the amount on there and you kept it for your records. But if you leave it, they know they didn't keep track of it.
And then once you get your credit card back also, if you don't see that zero, if you see it.
All you have to do is scan right down real quick and it tells you.
That's a good tip.
Somebody told me that years ago. Tip about tips.
Hey, Ryan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I used to work at a restaurant and, like, I'm not going to say where it's at, but, like, they're, like, really big on freshness and stuff. And, like, it was a sandwich shop, and we were supposed to bake bread, like, every morning, like, every kind of bread or whatever.
Right.
And a lot of the times, like, I worked during the weekend, so, like, a lot of times, if we had bread, we just, like, wouldn't make new ones. And so if you came in on, like, Sunday, you could get bread from, like, Friday.
And you didn't know it. You just warm it back up, and people would think it was fresh.
Yeah, just, like, if it's too stale, we just toast it without asking if they want to toast it because it's stale. So we just would, like, warm it up for them or whatever. And, like, a lot of the fresh condiments bread. Or whatever, and, like, a lot of the, like, lettuce and tomatoes and stuff like that, it would fall on the floor when we, like, cut it up or whatever.
Don't you.
And we would just, like, pick it up and put it back in the container and put it back in the little freezer area.
Damn it.
And, like, even before we cut it up, a lot of times, like, I would go in there and, like, my boss would be like, cut these tomatoes or whatever, and, like, half the box would be rotten.
I don't care whatever conversations we've had or commercials we've played. This is the best diet plan that I have ever
absolutely
heard on this show.
It's competition to Healthy Trim. It's called Gross Trim. And we're basically
going to even associate the two. Hey, Austin, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us, man.
Oh, my God. I worked at a barbecue place, and not only did we do the rotten tomato thing, we had the barbecue sauce that we put on the tables. Somehow the kids would put things in it, like old bones and things like that.
Mm-mm.
So what we would do, we would just take a strainer and pour it through the strainer, and we distribute it.
So somebody's old chicken bone would get into the barbecue, you pour it through a strainer and reuse that barbecue
sauce. Rib bones, french fries.
No way.
Some little kids' grubby hands and mouth have been all over that.
Yummy.
Oh,
I never want to eat again.
God, I'm not eating.
Damn. I'm not going to thank you for that.
No.
I'm not going to thank you.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.